When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Breeding, Bloodstock and Banter with Gareth Hall and the Captain.
Hello, I'm Gareth Hall and welcome to the Breeding, Bloodstock and Banter podcast with the Captain, the one and the only, Guy Moldcaster. We're recording this podcast on a Wednesday morning at 7:27 Eastern Time and the Captain is on the Gold Coast. He is in beautiful Scone. I wonder what he's doing in Scone. Probably no guesses to guess what he's doing in Scone, but let's say hello to the Captain. G'day, Guy.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. You'd be inspecting yearlings ahead of the Easter sale. So have you found your next champion without giving too much away?
Yeah, we've been to half a dozen farms so far. Got probably another seven or eight the next couple of days and looking forward to getting down to the William Inglis next week and finishing them off and getting a good list together.
So who's the best farm regarding the hospitality? Who rolls out the red carpet for the Captain?
No, we've been pretty good. We got up to Widden there on Monday and had a lovely lunch up there and saw some pretty nice horses. Rolled into Coolmore.
Yes.
Saw the daughter of Winks.
What'd you make of that, Captain?
She's everything everybody expects her to be.
And what's that? What impresses you most about this daughter of Winks?
Same head as the mother, good athletic filly, and she's got a big, strong ass in her.
Yes. So it's much debate now, and we're about to have a chat to Brent O'Brien. He'll be joining me on Giddy Up. And he's done a story on thestraight.com.au. Who's going to buy Winks? Now, there's a lot of interest out of Japan. There's interest, of course, in America, because the Americans don't want the Japanese to buy this filly. Then you've got, I think Debbie Kapitas would love to buy this filly as well, Guy. So who do you think will win the war to buy this filly?
I think there's a lot of water to go under the bridge yet.
Yes.
And, I could imagine that Mr. Zhang would like to have her on his mantelpiece, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And there'll be numbers of other people have actually had a few international phone calls over the last couple of weeks about the filly. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what plays out.
So crystal ball type of stuff, Guy, don't sit on the fence here. We pay you the big bucks. How much do you think how much money will you need?
No idea. Oh. That's not in my pay grade, Gareth.
What's your guess? It is in your pay grade because you go to some people go to you, Guy, I've got a budget of $1 million. So if I said to you, I've got a budget of $1.5 million, I want to buy that Winks filly, would you say I'm dreaming?
You're dreaming, Gareth.
Yes. $2 million?
Still dreaming.
$3 million.
Then I'll send you an invoice.
Oh, okay, there you go. And how much is it where, like, she's a lovely looking filly. Obviously, you've stamped your approval on her, so you've given her the green light, but how much is it a little bit of ego as well with these buyers that they like? Because there'll be every news service out there in Australia, Channel 9, 7, the Today Show will cover it, you know, Sunrise. Everybody will be wanting to know who's going to buy this Winks filly. How much will that help her price going up?
It depends. These sort of people with the big pockets and big egos can probably do what they like, Gareth. But you know, you're right in what you say about the press. I could imagine it's just going to be an absolute press war out there.
Have you been offered a few cameo appearances? Because you're the one that picked out Winks, Guy. People forget that sometimes. You're the genius that identified the greatest of all time. Or are behind Farlap, you could say, but she's definitely the greatest of the modern era, you would imagine.
Now, it hasn't got to me yet, the press, but I'm more interested in buying nice horses for people, Gareth, rather than getting my head on TV.
Well, you need to talk to us because you've got your own podcast. It's exclusive. So if you're looking better, we would put you on camera this morning. Did you have a big night last night, Captain?
No, I've got a little bit of hay fever, Gareth.
Oh, no.
From being up on the farm.
Yeah, I could just imagine. So how do you think the sales will be? What's impressed you most about these yearlings that you've been inspecting at these farms?
Oh, there's a lot of lovely deep pedigrees at this sale, and there's a lot of types to match that sort of thing. Once we get them all seen and do our second looks, it'll probably come a fair bit clearer. But, you know, there's some very well-bred horses. There's a full brother to Zoo Gotcha there. There's numbers of other, you know, well-related fillies and colts. So I'm sure it's going to be very strong.
It's my favourite sale. I think it's everybody's favourite sale, but at least it's only over 2 days, 500 yearlings to inspect, Guy, and they're all of decent quality, of course.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, having the sale, the first day of the sale on a Sunday, it's going to be very, very good. And then with the Winx filly selling on the Monday, it's going to be equally as good. So I'm expecting a lot of traffic out there at the Warwick Farm sales.
Do you like the sale on a Sunday kicking off straight after day one of the championships?
Yeah, I think the hype of the race day carries on to the sale, Gareth.
Especially if you own a Group 1 on that Saturday.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What other horses you look like from a sale perspective? Do you think it'll be as strong as, say, previous years, or because it's a different type of market compared to some of the other sales that we've seen?
Yeah, I think all the heavy hitters are getting ready, and there's plenty of people flying in from overseas. So, you know, even the guy that raced Viva Sistina is turning up next Thursday, and he's going to be looking at some pretty nice horses.
Okay, you're doing some work for him?
Yes, I've been on the phone to him last night, and I'm looking forward to showing him some pretty nice horses.
Yeah, and you've got everyone represented, Frankel, Wooden Bassett, obviously I Am Invincible, you name it, all the big stallions are represented, and all the big farms as well. So it is exciting. How many do you think you'll buy, Kai?
Oh, Gareth, that is crystal ball gazing. Let's get there, get vetted, and get the owners to come out and decide what they like, and hopefully the results in the next couple of weeks actually get a few more of them fired up.
Now, I'm excited. I saw the English Weanling sale catalogue, which was released, and your boy will be represented, Home Affairs.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them here on the farms that are heading towards that sale, and they're pretty nice horses.
Yeah. What are we seeing from these Home Affairs?
Good strength, good girth, good hindquarter, real running-looking colts and fillies.
Yeah. Do you like the Weanling sale alongside the Broodmare sale?
Yeah, I can't see. Doesn't hurt at all, Gareth.
No, totally agree. And then the chairman sale is always interesting because each and every year we're getting these high-class mares that seem to be going there as well. Penny Wacker will be there, Star Tontes, She's Extreme, the Oaks winner. So she's in the catalogue as well. So looking forward to seeing if we can, like Mr. Zhang, I wonder how far he'll go once again. I don't know if he can fit any more broodmares in.
Can always fit one more, Gareth.
Yeah. Are you a big do you take much interest in the broodmare sales these days from a breeding perspective, Guy?
Yeah, I do. We have a good look at the sales catalogue and hopefully get a few orders.
Yep. This is big for Windsor Park and New Zealand breeding with Pannington heading there for Coolmore.
Very, very good racehorse. Great addition to the stallion ranks to New Zealand.
He's a mighty racehorse. This is probably I don't think New Zealand's seen a better bull heading that way for I don't know how long, Guy. How big's this for New Zealand?
No, not for
racing?
The last few years anyway.
Yeah. He'll do a job over there. He'll get plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, you should get a good book of mares first 3 years anyway, and they'll sell pretty well at the sales.
Yeah. Good names too with Paddington, by Paddington. I could think of a few.
Yeah.
Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Botwin, another golden slipper, Gay's eighth. and Lady of Camelot was too strong in the end. What did you make of the slipper?
Yeah, well, you know, we had the drama of Hayasugi missing the start, running into the rail, Storm Boy missing the start, getting driven up onto the pace. He was on the wrong part of the track. I thought he was very brave in the end. Our horse, Switzerland, probably didn't really train on. He might have just had enough by the time he got to the slipper, but he'll keep for another day.
He was like you this morning, Switzerland off the bed a long way from home. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He's gone out for a little spell and he'll be back in a month or so.
Captain, so back to Storm Boy. What did you make of his performance? Some say that maybe the jury's back out on him after, like, he was so dominant on the Gold Coast and he produced a figure that he hasn't really lived up to since. And that figure, I don't know about that now, because obviously there's been a lot of, well, the Gold Coast track's been a schmozzle since Magic Millions Day. So do you think he's still the horse to beat in the size and the champagne?
Well, I mean, his run was pretty good, Gareth. He missed a start. He bent carrots to get onto the pace. He hit the front in the straight. He looked the winner. He was probably on the worst part of the ground. So I think people are probably being a bit tough.
So, yeah, looking forward to the size and the champagne. But she's a beauty, Lady of Camelot. And that Melbourne Blue Diamond form guy, it's been the form line this autumn carnival. Not only for the two-year-olds, but for the three-year-olds as well, with V8 winning the George Ryder.
Yeah, well, you know, every dog has his day, Gareth, don't they?
Yes, they do. What about the son of Grunt V8? He's done a mighty job. I think he's been a little bit underestimated, including myself. I didn't think he could live up to the heights that he's lived up to this time around.
No, it was a good, brave win there on the weekend, and I think he'll probably go on with it. I'd say they'll probably run him in a Doncaster or something.
So if you own this horse, what kind of negotiations are you probably doing now with Mr. Zhang? Of course, he's the son of Grunt, and Grunt stands at Yulong Farm. How much is a stallion like V8 worth after winning a Group 1 like the George Ryder there, Captain?
Well, I think you've asked me these questions probably once a week ever since we've done our podcast, and I've never really given you answers because it's really got nothing to do with me, Gareth. But
okay.
I do think the best way to sell these stallions is just to sit quiet and the clients will come to you. When they go and hawk them in the market, they seem to lose value and they don't seem to get somebody to buy them.
That was all I was looking for, Guy. That was an interesting opinion you just had, so I appreciate that.
No, more than welcome, Gareth. Yes. We work together on this show.
Yeah, I know. I love you. Via Sistina was impressive. Now, she's a short price favourite for the Queen Elizabeth. She did it on ground that was good ground there on the weekend. I know it was a slowly run race, but I don't know how they beat her in a Queen Elizabeth guy. What did you make of her performance?
Yeah, but, you know, like, there's still number of other nice horses out there, and you know, it all comes down to barriers and tempo and that sort of thing. Yes, she was very impressive on the weekend, but the horse at Nash Road probably wasn't even at his best either.
Did,
you know, Nash sort of said afterwards that he might be looking for a little break or something. So, you know, we'll just have another look at the next time they meet and that sort of thing.
They tell me she might be better with a bit of give in the ground as well there, Guy.
Well, she is better with a given ground, Gareth. But, you know, she obviously did the job pretty well there on Saturday.
If Fangirl was in that race, who would win? They're both at their top. It's a hypothetical, I know, but Fangirl was the benchmark before she went amiss.
Yeah, well, she didn't really go amiss. She just cut her leg, Gareth.
Yeah, well, before she was outed for the autumn.
Yeah, and, you know, I think if they both come back again in the spring and meet at somewhere like Moonee Valley, it could be very interesting.
Yeah, I reckon that would be superb to watch. Zach Purton was at his very best. Massive Sovereign, who was a former Irish galloper, trained by Aidan O'Brien, took out the Hong Kong Derby. And finally, they had a little bit of pace in one of their feature four-year-old races. And trained by the Yip Camp, Dennis Shipp, who wins another big one. But that was a good performance by that gallop. And I thoroughly enjoyed the Hong Kong Derby. I thought it was entertaining from start to finish in a way there.
Yeah, well, you get a race run under 2 minutes, Gareth. It makes for good racing, and that horse had a big, big lead. And the winner was still back in traffic, but when he got out, he was just dynamic.
And those Irish Gallopers. Broadhurst was that galloper's name when trained by Aidan O'Brien. So you don't see too many trainers get a horse like off Aidan O'Brien and win a big Group One like that.
Well, Bad Horse, you know, it had a slow two-year-old year. He only had a couple of runs for Aidan before they sold him.
Yeah.
And they would have sold him pretty well. But, you know, no, never to run 2,000 metres like that and break 2 minutes is pretty amazing effort. But, gee, does look a good horse.
Yeah. Talking back to the Easter Yearling Sale, did you see the relation of Militarise yet at these inspections?
Not yet.
Okay. What do you think of Militarise at the moment? Would you have gone towards, would you have dropped back and tripped there to the George Ride or went to the Rosehill Guineas with him on Saturday? Because he's going to the Doncaster, of course. And Waller's had success 2,000 back to 1,600, but Zach Purton rides, and I think it'll be one of the great Doncasters.
Yeah, there's about seven or eight horses under $10, Gareth, so that shows you it's going to be a bloody good race.
I reckon I've got one for you, Captain.
Okay, Gareth, let's go. Bring this one out you've got for me.
All right, then. I reckon there's two chances. And one is another wheel that I think he's been 15 into 250 for the Doncaster Prelude. But I think the horse to beat is the horse that Damien Lane will be riding. In fact, he's riding him this morning in track work. Obamburamai, the Japanese star. I think he's a proper horse, Captain.
Well, he looked pretty good when he won out here last time, Gareth, didn't he?
100%. Some people are trying to say don't rule out Kovalika. Well, I'll have to ask the captain. What do you think of Kovalika's chances? He's $13.
Don't rule out Kovalika.
Yep. All right, then. What about, think about it. Do you think he'll get 1,600 metres of the Doncaster? What have you made of his effort stepping up and trip the Everest champ?
Yeah, I don't know. If maybe he's just got a little bit of an Everest hangover, Gareth.
Yeah, haven't we all? Now, some great clashes on the weekend, Captain. We might start with the clash at Flemington. I don't think it's necessarily a two-horse race. I reckon a Tissue's a chance. But Pride of Jetty and Mr. Brightside renew their rivalry in the Australian Cup. Which team do you want to be on?
Well, I think Pride of Jetty probably ran a personal best last time.
Yep.
And, you know, she is good for the public. She gets out the front and does it in the Vogue style.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this time Willow might be a little bit more conscious of where she's going to be. And back to Flemington probably suits Mr. Brightside. So I'll go Mr. Brightside.
Can a Tissue knock them off? Is she good enough, Guy?
She can run a good race, and you just hope that those other two had a hard enough run last time.
Yeah. Yeah,
they probably want to come back a length for a Tissue to beat them.
All right, then. It's going to be one hell of a race. And then you've got the clash between the two Wonder Fillies in a way. Orchestral, everybody's talking about how good she is. And Sardozy in the Vinery Stud Stakes. James McDonald's decided to ride the Kiwi Filly. And I think Tommy Marquand stays on Sardozy. She's a short price favourite, the New Zealand filly. Should she be that short, Guy? Is she that good?
I'm going for Sardozy this week.
Yeah, so am I. So
good.
Am I.
We've actually agreed on something, Gareth. That's a bloody good thing.
So how come J-Mac's not riding Sardozy? I'm surprised there then if you're his mentor. So I think
because Orchestra was up and going and he rode her in New Zealand over Crack a Million weekend and that sort of thing. I think that's probably half the reason.
Jackson France joins us. Questions for the captain. G'day, Jacko.
Morning, Gareth. Morning, captain.
Now, to get involved with you, you've got to go to Jackson France.
Yep, jackson.france, F-R-A-N-T-Z, at sen.com.au.
All right, then take it away. Take it away, Jacko.
So two questions this morning. Captain, the first one comes through from Craig and he asks, what have you made of the Brave Smash progeny? Obviously got his first winner in Hong Kong there the other day.
Yeah, well, I was on Brave Meat on Saturday and he paid $4.40, so I was very happy with the progeny of Brave Smash. And I think they're good up-and-running horses and he's going to get even a better chance now that he's moved to Yarraman.
What did you make of Swartz on the weekend, Captain?
Yeah, Swartz is all right.
Yeah.
Final question this morning, Captain, from Chris, and he asks, aside from Winx's wins, what have been your most memorable moments on a racetrack?
Been a good number of them, Jackson. We've had a lot of, you know, pretty nice horses we've been involved in and that sort of thing. But I think the day the Autumn Sun was way, way back at Rose Hill and through, and got the race won right on the button. I think it was the Rose Hill Guineas, wasn't it?
Yeah. Was it the Rose Hill Guineas? Cara McAvoy, right? He was an amazing horse, the Autumn Sun. He did in the Caulfield Guineas too, didn't he? He came from the clouds. Hey, Captain, I've got a question. Out of the siblings of these superstar horses like Militarized Sunlight, Wild Ruler, Esther Jab was one of the best horses John Hawkes put a bridle on, he says. Osmosis, Fardham, Golden Mile, Dundeal. Have you seen any of these siblings to Yes, 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 Komochi? Any of those horses with famous brothers or sisters that you think will might star at the Easter sales?
Well, let us get them all inspected this week, Gareth, and we'll run through that with you next week.
I'm bloody so excited. Have you got a captain's pick for us, Captain?
Yeah, I'm telling you one thing. If you're betting in Dubai on the weekend,
yes, we
just
are.
bet on the Japanese because they've got a very, very strong contingent there.
I did that, and I still got the wrong Japanese when I was in Saudi Arabia. Oh, no, I wasn't betting in Saudi Arabia. I said I was the one that I was trying to pick, guy.
Well, at least you've had some practice. You should be better next time, Gareth.
Yeah, I'm just having a quick look. The Dubai World Cup, I've got one for you. Derma Sadakaki. I think that's Sadakaki one. It's at $5.50. I think it'll be tough to beat. Newgate's got a horse in. It's called Newgate.
Hey, Gareth. Yeah. Gareth. The truck's just about to leave and I've got to go and do these inspections. But thank you for having me on your radio show this morning.
Just quickly, thanks. Are we backing a horse in the third race at Rose on the Kensington track today?
$3.50 to $2.40 already, so you probably might have missed the bus.
What about for the Percy Sykes?
I wouldn't think they'd be in a mad rush to run it there.
Okay. I appreciate that,
guys. Hey, have a great day, boys. I've got to go.
Merry Christmas. See ya.
Ho, ho, ho.